inside the Temple 23. You tracking?
We linked.
Wish me luck.
This is Max Headroom coming to you live and direct from the View Age Temple. And let's not beat about the burning bush. We're not like any other church, temple, mosque, or prayer mat.
It is with a heavy heart that we must say goodbye to actor M. Emmett Walsh, best known to 20 Minutes Into the Future listeners as Captain Bryant in Blade Runner.
Hiya, Dick.
Brian.
You wouldn't have come if I just asked you to. Sit down, pal. Come on, don't be an asshole, Deckard.
I've got four skin jobs walking the streets.
Born in 1935, Emmett graduated from college in 1958, and by 1968 was working in film and television. It was his role in Blade Runner that introduced him to a larger audience and began delivering bigger and better roles for him to play throughout the rest of his career. Before he passed this year, he was in 119 feature films and 250 television productions, not counting his stage work.
Look, you have a visitor.
He had a reputation for generosity and wit, which made him more fun to work with and therefore in demand throughout his life.
Oh, she's such a good woman, isn't she?
Roger Ebert famously came up with the Stanton-Walsh rule, which stated that no movie featuring either Harry Dean Stanton or M. Emmett Walsh in a supporting role can be altogether bad. And while you wouldn't necessarily want to put this rule to the test, because you would have to forgive occasional entries in his filmography where a paycheck was clearly the motivating factor, his performances are still very memorable. For example, that of Lauren Visor in Blood Simple, which prove how perfect he is for such small but absolutely essential roles in this and many other films.
Well, first off, Julian, I don't know what the story is in Greece, but in this state we got very definite laws about that. Second, I'm not a messenger. I'm a private investigator. And third, most important, it ain't such bad news. Anything else?
Don't come around here anymore. If I need you, I'll know what rock to turn over.
While it is always sad to say goodbye to someone like this, we will always have his films to return to, where we can watch him wander and mutter through some of the grimier parts of Hollywood. All to our amusement.
And then there was Sarah, you know, Dottie's granddaughter. Well, she had her art show at the Institute last week, and it was the most wonderful thing. Oh, I wish you could have seen it.
We'll miss you, M. Emmett Walsh. Thanks for all those years of work.
So come along and be safe. In fact, we'll save you for as long as you like. Call them. Our operators are standing by. Brothers and sisters, this is indeed the Reverend Max Headroom, live and direct from Heaven's own Network 23. And today, my friends, I'm going to talk to you about salvation.
Will someone please say amen?
Amen. Amen.